We continue four lines up from the bottom on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. We're about to discuss based on our Mishnah, whether we trust the idolater from to not touch the wine or not, if it's in his home, not in his home. So here the Braisa talks about a chatzer, a courtyard, which is owned by an idolater, but a Jew rent space inside. So Tan Rabbanan, Echad Alokeach v'Echad Asocher Bais b'Chatzero Shel Ovid Kochavim Umilehu Yain. So you're renting space or you're purchasing space in the courtyard of an idolater, and you fill up wine in this house, which is around the courtyard. V'Yisrael Dar Be'Osa Chatzer, and a Jew lives in the chatzer. It doesn't have to be the owner of the wine, because we know there's the idea of a shomer. So a Jew has to live there. There'll be mirsas, there'll be fear, whether it's the owner or someone else, so long as they're Jewish. So if Yisrael lives in that courtyard, mutter, we're not, it's permissible we're for him to leave the wine there and to sell it and for other Jews to drink from it. We're not concerned that the idolater will touch it and render the wine yayin esach. And now we come on to that issue we've been alluding to before. V'afal pi she'ein mafteach v'chosam biyado. Even if he doesn't have the key, meaning that it's not locked up, even if the idolater has unfettered access to get into the home and take from the wine and touch the barrel, we're not concerned he's going to do that, since there's a Jew living in that chatzer. But however, b'chatzer acheres, if there isn't a Jew living in that chatzer, he just rents the space and puts his wine there, but a Jew or the owner or someone else lives in an adjacent chatzer or another courtyard, then mutter v'hu shemavtech v'chosom b'yado. Then it's permissible only if he has the key. If it's under lock and key, then it would be permissible. But if it's not under lock and key, there's no reason to assume that the idolater is not going to go inside and touch the wine. Therefore, it has to be locked in order to ensure the kashrus of the wine. Based on that, the Gemara then has a third case. Hametaher yeno shel ovid kachavim birashuso. If a Yisrael wants to make wine from the grapes of an idolater in the reshus, in the courtyard or in the area that belongs to an idolater, v'Yisrael dar ba'osa chatzer, and Yisrael lives in that courtyard, mutter v'hushim avtech v'chosom b'yado. That's permissible only if he has the key, which doesn't seem to flow with what we mentioned a minute ago. We said before that if Yisrael is living in the courtyard, it's mutter even without the key, because we're not concerned. There's already a fear from the idolater's perspective, and therefore he won't touch the wine. So therefore, Amrli Rabbi Yochanan Latana, Rabbi Yochanan said to the author of that Tana, of that teaching, Tani afal pi she'ein mafteach v'chosom b'yado. No, you should teach this properly, and to say that even if he doesn't have the key, even if he has unfettered access to the wine, it's still permissible. We're not concerned he's going to touch the wine because the Yisrael lives in that courtyard. However, b'chatzer acheres, if it's in another courtyard, if the Yisrael lives in another courtyard, so nobody is there, Asur af al pi shemavtech v'chosom biyado, Divrei Meir. This is another extreme. If he's in another courtyard, there's no Jew living in that area, even if it's locked up, we're still going to prohibit it. We're still going to assume that he'll puncture it and he'll somehow get into the vat because nobody is around, and therefore it's going to be Asur. Not like we said earlier. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. So Rabbi Meir's opinion is not following what we said earlier, with the earlier Tana. The Chachamim Osrim Achi He Shomer Yoshev U'Meshamir O Achi Yavo Mamona Haba L'Kitzin. However, the Chachamim come along and say, it's prohibited until the Shomer is there, or until someone comes at certain intervals during the day and acts as a Shomer. Which is a very strange statement, because Rabbi Meir just said it's prohibited. So why are the Chachamim saying it's prohibited too? What are they adding on? So that's what the Gemara asks. Chachamim Ahai, what exactly are the Chachamim coming to explain or comment on? Ilei Ma'aseifa, if it's coming on this last case, that Chatzer Acheres, that even if there's a key, it's Aser. Well, Tana Kama Nami Meser Ka Aser. Well, the Tanakhama is already being says it's usher. Rav Meir says it's usher. So what exactly is happening over here? Well, they're not. Rav Meir says it's usher, and the Chachamim say it's usher too. So what exactly are you adding on? So rather, the Gemara says Ve'ela Aresha de Sefer. Rather, it's the first case in the second grouping. Right? There are essentially four teachings. So it's the teaching number three, which is the case of when a Yisrael lives in that chatzer, then it's permissible, even if he doesn't have the key. So the Gemara says, we already taught that even if you don't have the key, it's permissible. So what exactly would he be adding on? Because in other words, as Rashi says, it's so obvious. Everyone would agree that if a Yisrael is living inside, there's mirsus, and the Avid Kachavim is not going to touch the wine. So for the Chachamim to be commenting on that case, that it's prohibited, would be very strange, because even the Chachamim should agree that in this case, there is mirsa. So it can't be, it's not case number four, it's not case number three. So rather, the Gemara continues, Ve'ela Asefa Dereisha, it's going on case number two, the Seifa of the Reisha, the second case, which we said before, if it's Bechatzer Acheres, if it's in another courtyard, is in another courtyard from where the wine is, we said it's permissible only if there's a lock and key on the wine. And now, so Gemara says, "Dekamar Tanakama bechatzar acheres mutar v'hushim avtech biyado." B'chachamim omrim la'olam aser at she shomer yoshev u'mashamer o at sheyevo memuna habalakitzin. Until there's a specific shomer there's all the time, or there's a memuna, another shomer who comes at certain intervals. So that's what the Chachamim's comment. The Chachamim's comment is going on the earlier Braisa on case number two, very similar to the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are very similar. Now the Gemara then asks a different question about this Memuna Habola Kitin. We're discussing this case of a similar type of a shomer who might be there all the time, versus a Memuna, someone who's appointed to come at certain intervals during the day. The Gemara says, hold on a second, Memuna Habola Kitin Griusahu, that's not a good thing. Having someone coming at certain intervals during the day is a negative. Why? Because the Ovid Kachavim will know that the Memuna comes at every 3 hours. So for those couple hours that where the Memuna shows up, he knows not to touch the wine. But then when he leaves, he knows he's got 2 hours or 2.5 hours before he comes back. So what does that mean then? Rather, the Gemara says, Ela achiyavo Memuna she'eno balakitzen. That it's until a Memuna comes, an appointed person comes at unscheduled intervals. That would make more sense. Then there'd be more mirsos, more fear on the Ovid Kachavim from touching the wine. So that's the how the Gemara concludes. We have it's machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim versus the earlier Tana. If Yisrael lives in the courtyard, everyone seems to be in agreement that even if eino mafteich b'chosam biyado, there's automatic mirsas because you're living in the area. But if you're in a different area, then there's a machlokas. Do we rely on the fact that it's locked up and that's enough? Or do we say, no, it has to be more than locked up. It has to be, there has to be a shomer there. And if there isn't a shomer, even if it's locked up, we're going to prohibit the wine. That's the machlokas, Rav Meir and the Chachamim versus the Tanakhama.